Next, we've got Chaz Rock with Hotel by the Hospital.
At a red light, pointing headlights at the omen outside. Watching an older man pulled over for his last DUI. Holding a pizza box, yelling at officers, the song got overblown. But he's a passenger forever, never riding alone. I don't wanna be here neither. I don't wanna be here at all. I don't wanna be here neither. But it's not my call. I guess we both wish we were
And I was wondering if there'd be a non-Shadow song in where the two-chord challenge seemed like it would be a little limiting, or if I, like, really noticed it. And this one was like that for me. The relentless back and forth between the two chords, combined with kind of the dour lyrics, made this a bit of a challenging listen for me. I found lots of stuff to like, though. This song certainly set the mood for feeling, like, lonely and isolated. And some of the imagery, I thought, really resonated. Like, that line about the hotel TV has shit on it from 10 years ago. Maybe I'll close my eyes and wake up inside the episode. And I think there's something really depressing about broadcast TV in places like hotels and hospitals. And that line really stuck with me. The song has a really interesting concept of being, you know, separated from your partner and being stuck in a hotel which overlooks a hospital and having a view on that suffering. And the song sets the mood, and that longing for home and to have everything back to being normal again is really there. It's just, I really felt it was relentless in going back and forth between those two chords. It didn't do boom chickas or like it didn't. I felt it wasn't super creative in the motion between those two. And
my notes sound like that too.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Mine don't.
Oh,
good thing you're next. Sorry. Keep on going, Chunky.
Oh, I'm pretty much out of gas at this point.
Well, it's interesting that you say out of gas. I consider this to be under what I personally consider to be driving at night music, which is music that you put on when you're on the highway and it's nighttime and it's like one of those New York suburbs. There's a lot of lights up and you're just driving. It's 2 a.m. There's lights, but only like two other cars on the road. And you just sort of get into a trance. You do the like non-trauma dissociation where it's like, oh, I'm already at my place and I don't remember driving there. And that's kind of what the song really does for me. It is sneakily 5 minutes. I didn't realize that this song is so long. And it's because it just like, it puts me into a trance. And I think part of it is because it doesn't have that boom chicka. It doesn't have, you know, big jangly orchestration. It's just got this nice kind of trance going back and forth. Not quite to the point of being spa music, but like, it's really puts you in a particular mood.
I noticed that there weren't a lot of chords either. Like, it was often just bass notes.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting is there was a lot of really interesting synths that he used that had interesting timbres, but not very, how do I put this? Not very specific notes, if that makes sense. It's like, this is a cool sound, and I can tell that the sound is higher, but I can't tell you what note that higher sound is, kind of thing, you know? And that was a really cool effect, and really well balanced with the effects he uses on his voice. The different reverbs and delays and distortions on different parts of the lyrics is a really cool way to make things sort of stand out. When he says, I guess we both wish we were home, or I guess we all want to go home, that's always done in a more distorted, more set back. I think the dry is low and the wet is up on the reverb just to like make it sound farther back. It's almost just a part of the orchestration at that point, as opposed to a part of the lyrics at that point. And I think that's a really cool effect. And I love the vocal harmonies on the chorus, especially that soaring high one on the second chorus, just like when he goes, neither, and it just kind of falls away in a sort of wash of reverb. It's so cool. Yeah, I really love this. Going into the criticism at this point, I think some of the lines are a little clunky, and it's made more evident of that by the way that he delivers them. Like when he says, there's a hospital visible from the hotel window. He very, very determinedly delivers that in the common meter when hospital, visible, those are dactyls. You can have a little three against two there, and I think it would have helped a little bit, because otherwise it just goes a little too bump, 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 bump the whole time. Oh, and as far as chords go, F feels like tonic, and then it goes to B flat, 1-4. Discounts, you're good. I don't hear anything else happening.
No polychords in this one.
Yeah.
Didn't shoot himself in the foot by trying to do too much, I guess.
Yeah, you know, there's some tasteful dissonance in there, but like at no point does it feel like we are establishing a new chord. So, good job.
I was kind of pleasantly surprised with the tone and the, you know, the subject matter of this song. I think we'd only heard just flat out comedy from Chaz Rock before. Is that right?
I think he did say that his previous songs were a little bit more upbeat and he wanted to try a sad song this time around.
Yeah, which is weird for, you know, the final round. Again, we're not, nobody gets cumulative. So it's all, it's all this last thing that you're supposed to wow us with, or wow everybody else with anyway. And so I'm kind of surprised with like Jim of Seattle and Chaz Rock doing something a little more low key. I mean, there's like in this Chaz Rock song, there's still some good subtle humor in there, some great imagery, but it's a nice and somewhat despondent, reflective number. Like Cyronica said, it has a good moving groove. It's a good sort of head bobbing kind of a song. And again, I really love the lyrics. It's kind of like a slow Jeff Rosenstock number, I think. And coming from me, that's a big compliment. So I like this song a lot, but even though I don't find it repetitive or boring, I think it is the most repetitive and least compositionally inventive of the five entries.
Yeah, and, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, and by least inventive, I mean it's mostly just cycling back and forth between those two chords, you know, again, or maybe mostly just the bass notes of those two chords on the synthesizer in a more or less predictable pattern for a full 5 minutes. And don't get me wrong, it's a great song. I enjoyed it a lot. These are all great songs. But I won't be surprised if Chaz Rock doesn't win Spin Tunes 18 with this number, because it all comes down to this last number. Again, nothing's cumulative. We're not judging people on their body of work.
Yeah. Well, unless anybody has anything else to say about Hotel by the Hospital.